All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. Those aren't just song lyrics. They're a sign that fall has arrived. And it's also a time of year when many window and door installers seem to be preparing for hibernating until spring. Not Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The Pella Wisconsin team installs year-round in as little as one day. With Pella's one room, one window at a time method, they work to keep the rest of your home cozy while making each room more energy efficient than ever. You should also know that every Pella of Wisconsin installer goes through rigorous, mandatory Pella certification every year to ensure your complete satisfaction. Through November 30th, choose Pella of Wisconsin's featured offer of no payments and no interest for 12 months, plus 20% off labor. Stop by the Pella Experience Center or set your free consultation now. Visit PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. Or call, that's 855-PellaWI. Tell them regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the regular Joe Show. 1360-97.5 WTAQ. Oh,
well, good Thursday morning, Joe Gigante, your regular Joe here, kicking off yet another day of finding solutions for what might seem like the impossible, bringing hope where there is darkness, and certainly answers where there are plenty of questions like, when did the country lose its mind? That one, well, that'll take more than one show to do, but we will get there, that I promise you. This is your VIP backstage soundcheck segment exclusive to the awesome, the wonderful, the most splendiferous listeners of AM 1360, 97.5 WTAQ. And of course, our live streamers hither and yon. Yesterday, we shouted out to North Carolina. Today, Washington State. I know it's hard to believe, but yes, we have listenership in Washington State. We enjoy the fact that they go all the way here to the Midwest to find that truth. You can be a part of our conversation. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. You can text your thoughts to 79489. And of course, you can email me at regular.joe@mwcradio.com. Regular, make sure you have the dot. If you don't put the dot, I don't get it. regular.joe@mwcradio.com. Plenty to cover today. As always, the stack of stuff, just as thick as always. 26 sound bites on the roster. But more importantly, we're going to talk to two important gentlemen that are out fighting for truth, justice, the American way, in defending our liberty and freedom. At 9:35, we will have Senator Ron Johnson joining us. But first, here in the VIP backstage soundcheck segment, joining me is attorney Eric Cardell, in person, by the way, our first time together. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Yeah, it's great to be here, particularly in the studio.
Yeah, so we've done this by phone. Now, for the sake of getting started with this, I mean, we had you on. I have to go back and look. It was April, May, kind of at the front end of the efforts to restore election integrity, looking at the five cities, primarily the five cities, that the most money from the Center for Tech and Civic Life was spent in the 2020 election. You're one of the lead attorneys in all five of those suits. So kind of set that up, if you will, where it began and where we are now.
Right. Well, I made a career suing the government, so this is my sort of
specialty. That's why I like you already.
Right. And so anyway, we identified this Wisconsin Safe Voting Plan. So the Democratic leaders in the Wisconsin five cities, Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Kenosha, and Racine, took $8.8 million from Zuckerberg's nonprofit Center for Tech and Civic Life in Cook County. And in exchange, they agreed to increase voter turnout. And that's in Wisconsin law, that's election bribery. You can't, the city can't take money to be a get-out-to-vote machine. So that you look at Statute 12.11, and I think that's the simplest way to understand that. What's amazing, though, since we launched those five administrative complaints in Wisconsin Election Commission, by the way, they haven't ruled on it yet. It's been months.
That's that whole, in a reasonable amount of time, which, as I've said to the audience, when it comes to the government, their definition of reasonable is far different than the rest of us.
Particularly when the government is caught in a serial violation of law situation. So these five mayors are all serial violators of the law. Their staffs are, the clerks are. So when you have serial violations of the law, what the people need to watch is, okay, Mr. Cardall and his clients have all said, look, serial violations of the law. And then if the government officials don't respond, then you know you have a real problem. Because, I mean, this is like elections, right? So it, when election officials violate election law, it's like shooting a friendly soldier. I mean, it's like, no, you can't violate election law and still be part of our team. You can't shoot a fellow soldier and be still part of our team. It doesn't work that way. And so these five mayors have to go. Their staffs have to go. And it's all about election bribery, you see. Our city officials can't take money to increase turnout. It's very simple. And the common council members, some of them have been quite brave standing up to Mayor Genrich. Well, they need to be encouraged. They need to be encouraged to say, this can't happen again. Not on my watch. I'm not going to let you shoot our troops. I mean, when election officials violate election law, we're destroying ourselves. We're destroying ourselves from within. And so we got to stop it. And Green Bay is the place we have to stop it, because in a way, Mayor Genrich and then Mayor Corey Mason Racine, they are the ones that started it. These are the two cities that were at the lead. You know, Kenosha and Madison, Milwaukee were there too. But according to the emails, these were the lead cities. Michael Spitzer Rubenstein, as you know, mm-hmm. was here actually running the election.
Literally had the keys. I mean, like, we talk about, oh, you gave someone the keys to the city. He had the keys to the vote count. And there was a notification, don't open this door unless he's there to tell you it's okay.
Right, and this is the persistence, you see. It was all illegal. Everyone is right before your lying eyes. And you look straight in their eyes, and what Mayor Genrich would say, that's progress. No, that's BS. It's not progress having private entities run the election in Green Bay. That's un-American. That's like shooting your fellow soldiers in the trench rather than shooting the enemy.
Well, here we refer to him, by the way, as the invisible mayor, because the only time he really comes out is if it's a Democratic fundraiser. Which, by the way, the mayor's office in Green Bay is supposed to be nonpartisan. His is anything but nonpartisan. He doesn't even try to put out the guise of being nonpartisan. And to your point about some of the city council members, there was a meeting last week where one of the members took me to task. I put that in air quotes because they had these voter navigator positions that had been funded by CTCL, and then they had put them on that title was still on the org chart for the 2022 elections. So I raised the question on air, well, okay, is this, again, an illegal get-out-the-vote enterprise? And by the way, they focused on highly Democratic areas is where they focused them. And she went to the media and complained to the city council that this was inaccurate and untrue. So I invited her to come on to discuss it. she declined.
Well, right. No, but it's a beautiful thing. So when you and we have great respect for the audience here. That's how our people on our side work. So you can go look at Wisconsin Statutes 12.11, and it says in Wisconsin you can't take money to induce other people to go to the polls. No other state has that much election statute. So imagine then that your voting navigator takes money, gets paid mm-hmm. to induce people to go to the polls. You can't do that. That Wisconsin state legislature, we don't want the government inducing people to go to the polls, encouraging them to go to the polls. And other states, it says to vote or to vote for a particular candidate. And I think that comes out of all that Milwaukee stuff. You know, there's been this battle between the state legislature and Milwaukee. Milwaukee buses to the polls, smokes for votes. And if you
right,
that
right. Yeah, hand out cigarettes, right?
So it's all there. And so uniquely, you know, you have serial violators in your mayor's office. You have serial violators in Celestine Jeffries. And then you have
who got rewarded, by the way. She went from chief of staff to being the city clerk. It's like, hey, great job. Let's put you in charge of all the elections now.
Right. And so then it's so sanctimonious. It's like they worship in a church of illegalities. So they're serial violators. Rather than going to church on Sundays, they serially violate the law on Sundays. You know, it just goes on and on and on. And when does it stop? I mean, you're destroying our democracy. You're destroying elections. And they're going to destroy the country. And the elections are so important that in Wisconsin, we don't let election officials get bribed to get out the vote.
And just walk away with impunity that, oh, nothing happened. I mean, right. That's their answer. Well, nothing really happened here. Well, then let's get into it. Let's actually investigate. I mean, before I forget, by the way, WisconsinVoterAlliance.com is the website you can go to for those listening. It's one of the most common things. People get frustrated. They hear this. What can they do? That's why I want to direct them to the website. They can work with the Wisconsin Voter Alliance, who's been at the fore of this as well, working with you to try to get this information out. Now, I know we said there's four big game changers since the last time we spoke. Just in the interest of time, I want to jump to this if we can. as you see them, the four big game changers that have happened since this all began.
Right. When we filed the five lawsuits against the Wisconsin five cities, we were alone. And then Joe, you had me on the show, and then we weren't alone. But then what happened was the Legislative Audit Bureau report came out, which agreed with many of our points. The Legislative Audit Bureau said that the Wisconsin Election Commission and these election officials had violated the laws in dozens of ways in the 2020 election. I think it was important special counsel Mike Gableman was appointed by Speaker Voss, and the interim report says that there are great things coming from there. Three, we had the Racine County Sheriff on his own investigated nursing home elder abuse. It's an issue that's very close to my heart, vulnerable adults. I've worked in that subject area for 30 years in my legal career. I love elderly people. I hate to see them abused. The Racine County Sheriff Schmaling was right. Lieutenant Lewell did a great job. And I even think recently the former Lieutenant Governor Clefish filing her original action in the Wisconsin Supreme Court shows that we're not alone. Everyone's kind of working together. And so the GOP in Wisconsin finally is united on an issue, an election integrity. But what we're finding is
We're getting there. I will amend that. Only because my audience says we're getting there. I think there's a few, for instance, Gableman, I think, should be under the Campaign and Elections Committee, which is supposed to be the one actually investigating this. And Voss has kind of iced them out. But I agree that in a lot of this goes to the audience, not just my audience, but really the voters of the state that have been raising their voice saying, we don't want this kind of nonsense going on. We want answers. And I encourage them to continue to pounding on, you know, their fists on the table and saying, keep going. Don't stop. Get to the bottom of this.
That's right. And Janelle Branchen, the chair of that committee,
yes,
has been very important. Ron Hoyer in early 2020 started the Wisconsin Voters Alliance. That's been important locally. You know, James Fitzmaurice has been important. I saw him at the Right Place restaurant last night as part of an investigation. In fact, a lot of the investigative resources now are being focused on Mayor Genrich's activities, and that's important because we need to get down to the bottom. And here's what we need to figure out is that when Racine on June 2nd, 2020 passed the resolution taking $100,000 from the Center for Tech and Civic Life to recruit other mayors to participate, it was as if in the resolution the mayors hadn't been meeting. But according to the emails, there were several Zoom conference calls before that. That weren't public, right? And the state legislature, legislative council said maybe they should have been open meetings because they're under the Racine resolution. But anyway, getting back to it, so we need to investigate what were those Zoom calls between the five mayors. What were they doing? What was their intent? Why did they take $8.8 million to turn out the vote? Was it because they believe in the right to vote? If they did, then that money would have been spread all across Wisconsin. Or was it to affect the election outcome? So we want to get those recordings of the Zoom conference calls if we can. Vicki Selkow, an attorney that worked for Corey Mason Racine, or works for Corey Mason Racine, was a key player. She's an attorney who was working through that stuff. Was Wisconsin Election Commission involved? Was Megan Wolf involved? She recently gave testimony on November 9th. It was quite sanctimonious. Everything's perfect in Wisconsin. Well, if everything's perfect, then why are all these serial violators of the law still in office? How do you get rid of serial violators of the law in Wisconsin? I mean, you have to point out the serial violations and people have to get serious. You know what's happening? Is that people are leaving the Democratic Party. People are leaving. And maybe, you know, school teachers, truck drivers, they're leaving because they can't stand the serial violators of the law in the party and the sanctimony. How can anyone continue to be a Democrat when these kind of serial violations of election law are occurring by the five leading mayors and by the Wisconsin Election Commission, which is led by Megan Wolf, a Democrat appointee?
And so, and I'd say, I don't know if it's related, but one of the attorneys in the city of Green Bay recently left, took a similar job in another state. And when I saw that, I kind of wondered, maybe it's too many headaches coming to the office every day. You know?
Right. And what kind of happens is that these people don't become Republicans, but they say, I'm not a Democrat. And you know what? That's the first step to becoming a Republican. And so there's so many former Democrats. I mean, I'm a former Democrat. The GOP is full of former Democrats who are just fed up with
Ronald
hypocrisy.
Reagan. Ronald Reagan's one of the most famous versions.
Yeah, fed up with hypocrisy. I have a standard joke. I mean, I represent everybody regarding election law and suing the government and stuff. So I've represented parties on the right, the GOP, the Constitution Party, you know, the Libertarian Party, parties on the left, the Green Party, the Reform Party, even the Socialist Worker Party.
Wow.
But I've never represented the Democratic Party, and I would if they paid up front.
Well,
you just can't trust those
that's
people.
That's wise. That's wise counsel to take. So now you talk. So what? By the what is the? I mean, obviously you know the code, the law. What is the recourse? I mean, certainly they can vote Eric Genrich out in the next election. That you know, that's one thing. But with these kind of serial violations, what is the recourse through the legal system to this kind of behavior?
Well, you know, my career has been spent with little remedies, right? So the government has big remedies against the ordinary people. Like you and I violate the little laws,
right,
we can get
in
trouble,
yeah.
Right? But with the big people, the government officials, you have to deal with the little remedies. And fortunately, in Wisconsin, we have the waiver of sovereign immunity, so voters can sue their election officials for violating election law. Now, regrettably, you have to go to the Wisconsin Election Commission first before you can get to Racine County Circuit.
Which is what you've been doing.
That's what we're doing. And so you keep filing those lawsuits. You keep putting the pressure on the government officials. You try to run them out of office if you can. But one thing we've discovered with respect to this new progressive left, the one that's just, you know, the Democrats are leaving one after another because of this new progressive left, is that when the progressive left runs a city, you can't just change the policy. You have to change the personnel because
mm-hmm.
the
personnel are people, and that's part of the big piece. Well, we just saw in Madison, I know if you were in town yesterday, I don't know if you saw this news, that in Madison, they're saying people that want to work the polls must have received the COVID shot. They won't let anyone that has not received the shot, which again is just another step in trying to block people from partaking in their civic obligations and their civic rights, and also sets the stage. So what's the next thing? You can't vote in person if you haven't received the shot? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I read Mayor Rhodes Conway is that a move like that is a reaction to us, that they want to sort of focus on, elections are all about COVID. They're pandemic-powered politicians. And that's ridiculous. Elections are about voting, and we're not going to take that pretext that you used for the election bribery that we've been describing as gospel. And we have to start preaching the gospel to these officials and to the people in the Democratic Party, because they're losing a sense of Christian charity and their notion of taking care of others. And I should mention my patron, Thomas More Society.
Mm-hmm.
This is traditionally a pro-life organization, fabulous work with regard to sidewalk counselors. And the big thing that changed in 2020 was they decided to take a new subject area on election integrity, and little did they know that was.
And I'm
going
to tell you, I've been sending people their way. We get so many requests, people that are being forced out of their job, these kinds of things, and I always referred people to Thomas More Society out of Chicago because they do fantastic work, and I think that it's a testament to their foundation. I mean, yes, pro-life work is, but they seek it from a reason standpoint, from what is true and good and beautiful, and then therefore they, you know, you defend the rights of the vulnerable, the unborn, then you'll defend everyone's rights, and so it goes. Quick text message question. We only have a little bit more than a minute here. It says, "Good morning, Joe. So maybe ask if drop boxes are in Wisconsin are illegal. Why were they allowed?"
They're allowed because they took the $8.8 million in exchange for putting in the drop boxes. So the mayors,
but they didn't do it legally. They didn't change the law. They just did it.
Right. But it's important to understand that the clerks wouldn't have done that because they didn't have the authority. But the mayors used the contract as their authority. But the contract was a bribe, $8.8 million, to do those things. So the illegality comes from the mayor's office, and you know usually the mayor is thought of as a point of legal authority.
Mm-hmm.
So the clerks, I mean, they didn't have any discretion. The mayor had cut a deal, and this common council approved it, and then you're off, you're running.
Which is not unusual. We see with the left, like, they, you know, Lawrence and Roe and all these, they try to set a precedent over here so they can then try to use it over here. You know, so same thing. They set up this contract pretending it's the authority, but it's usurping the actual authority of the state, which would, a decision like that would have had to have come through the Wisconsin Elections Commission or the legislature, ideally, where it did not.
Oh, that's right. And in the end, a contract is the lowest form of source of law. Not a statute, it's not ordinance or anything. All these mayors have is a contract. Oh, there's our
look,
authority.
Look, there's our authority. Eric Gardell, we're up against the break. I appreciate you coming in. A pleasure to have you in studio. If you want to learn more, go to WisconsinVoterAlliance.com. WisconsinVoterAlliance.com. We'll have you back with another update here very soon. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, Joe.
This is the Regular Joe Show. News.